Poets, Japanese and Chinese, repeatedly bring up images which evoke the marvel of purposelessness. In Japan and in China, they love building temples on the sides of mountains, especially forested mountains. In Japan, you will get a tree very like the sequoia. It's called a cryptomeria. And there are vast cathedral-like forests on the sides of mountains. Well, you'll see a great gate at the bottom of the mountain and all kinds of ornate carvings in the gate, because it's in the ancient Tang Dynasty Chinese style, which is the style of Japanese temple architecture. And there are clouds and dragons and apsara girls and all sorts of wonders in this gate. And you go through, and there's a grand set of stone steps flanked by guardian dogs and bronze lanterns, going up, up, up. Marvelous approach. And at the top of it is another such gate with maybe great sliding doors in it. And you go beyond that, and there is a courtyard surrounded with maple trees in front of the cryptomerias. And there is the temple. Splendid, great building. You go inside, and there is a marvelous golden altar with Buddhas and incense and golden lotus flowers and candles, and very, very splendid. There's Buddha sitting on his lotus throne, smiling down at you. Well, after that, somehow or other, these things are all rigged so that you find yourself behind the temple, and lo and behold, there's another flight of steps going up, not perhaps quite so grand. And you go up and up and up and up, and at last, a different kind of temple confronts you. This may be a Shinto temple, and this will be very simple in construction, or it might be the hermitage, the personal house of the chief priest. The gate to this is more rustic, and there may be a small garden round it, leading you to a further ascent of steps beyond. And you go up and up and up once again. Here is a graveyard. They don't have sort of ugly tombstones like we do. They have simply square pillars with the name of the deceased written on in Chinese characters. Sometimes they're wooden. And there's this sense of the graveyard. Somehow it's not quite as depressing, because somehow the graveyard simply says it all flows away. And right at the back of the graveyard, there's another shrine. And what is in it, in the place of honor? A mirror. And then, oh my goodness, there's still another flight going up. Just very crude, small steps going yet higher into the trees. And suddenly, the trail vanishes into the bushes. And a haiku poem says, "This is all there is. The path comes to an end among the parsley."